Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's a true privilege and an honor to be here with you today. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to remind you that we have all of our shows on The Aware Show website, and it's theawareshow.com. You can see, if you like hearing the shows on audio here on radio, you can watch some of the videos on our website as well. We're on YouTube and Gaia TV, and all over various outlets, Hay House Radio, lots of great transformational media in the world. So have you ever heard the phrase, you can't love someone until you love yourself, right? It's been around for a long time. I don't remember who originated that phrase. But if you've ever experienced it, you really need to learn self-love and self-care before you can really fully experience that with someone else. Louise Hay was great in teaching that in her book, You Can Heal Your Life, and it was Heal Your Life. It was a great work that shows how we can truly use affirmations and visualization to heal our lives and awareness to heal our lives. Well, joining me today is Patricia Crane, and Patricia worked side by side with Louise Hay for years. And it wasn't, though, always this way. Patricia had to go through her own healing journey and learning journey in order to find her way to Louise Hay. And she's joining us today to talk about that and further about the work of Louise Hay. Welcome, Patricia.
Well, thank you so much. It's a delightful to be on the show with you.
Absolutely. So now you're a master trainer for Louise Hay's Heal Your Life philosophy. But what were you doing prior to this? How did you find your way to her work?
Well, prior to that, way prior, I really was going through a tough time in my own life and searching for something to help. And I ended up starting a meditation practice, which was amazing and changed my life a lot in terms of helping me to release stress and just feel a lot better in my life. But what I started to notice is that I would think things while I was meditating and they would happen. And I'd never heard of affirmations at the time, but I went on a search to find out, why is this happening? And I discovered affirmations and just began to use them in my own life and was improving my own life that way. And then I found Louise's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And when I read her book, I thought, you know, this is the best one I've ever read that combines the emotional, mental, spiritual, physical. And I'd read a lot of books up until that point, but hers had just, in such a simple and yet also a profound way, just brought it all together.
Combining the spiritual and the physical.
Absolutely. And at that point, you know, again, I'd been using affirmations, but what Louise's work really brought to me was that whole aspect of loving yourself and how important that was, and also the inner child work and mirror work and, you know, the techniques that I knew nothing about before I found her book. So it was several years in my own transformation prior to that, you know, working through a lot of the stressful events and issues that I had myself and really getting strong in a meditation practice and finding her book.
Now tell us, if you can, people have never heard of Louise Hay's work and never heard of her book. Tell us what that means and has meant to the world for so long.
So important. Well, what Louise herself, after growing up in a very abusive household, what she discovered one day was a philosophy, the Science of Mind, now Centers for Spiritual Living philosophy. And the tagline then was, change your thinking, change your life. And Louise, very brilliant woman, decided that she was really drawn to that, began using it. So the foundation, though, that ultimately she came to was that loving yourself and really approving of yourself and accepting of yourself right now is the key to change. And then along with that, you add in changing your thoughts, using affirmations, using mirror work and other techniques to release the past and really come to that understanding and loving within yourself. And when you really love yourself, you stop judging yourself. You stop judging other people, which makes you a whole lot happier.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. So important.
Mm-hmm.
And it really allows you to begin to come into your own power and make the decisions about your life to move forward that people really are craving.
When you say love yourself, there is such an epidemic of low self-esteem, I am not enough in
uh-huh.
our world. Why do you think that is?
I think everybody has been taught from the parents before them and the parents before them. I don't think it's really anything particularly new.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's happening is that there's a huge awareness now of the lack of self-esteem that people have and that they're feeling, you know, like they're not good enough. And most of it comes from, you know, childhood experiences. And one of the things in this work is that we don't blame our parents because they were doing the best they could with the knowledge and awareness
had, yeah.
they had, right?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but almost everyone has had negative experiences as a child, some of them very significant and abusive, others not as bad. But we tend to take in the negative experiences we have much more strongly than the positive ones. So, you know, a teacher at school can tell you, you know, you're dumb, you'll never amount to anything. And even if someone's getting positives elsewhere, they may really take that in and grow up feeling that way. And, of course, their thoughts become their experience, and
mm-hmm.
so they begin to sabotage themselves in different ways. So I think there's just a greater awareness about low self-esteem and not loving yourself these days. It used to be that when people talked about loving yourself, it sounded like it was narcissistic. And
right.
truly, when you truly love yourself, you have a confidence and a calmness and a strength within you that helps you present yourself to the world that way so you don't have to, you know, act out as though you love yourself when really it is so low self-esteem.
Okay, so is loving yourself the lack of judging yourself or is it the addition of enjoying yourself? Or is it both?
I'd say it was both.
Okay.
I'd say it was both, but I think it starts out with not judging yourself. And, you know, Louise has these 12 ways to love yourself, and the very first one on there is to stop criticizing yourself and others.
Mm-hmm.
And how many
mm-hmm.
times, if people really pay attention to their thoughts, how many times during the day do you say, oh, you're not doing it right, or you're not good enough, or you won't amount to anything, or... you know, all the negative thoughts that can go through our minds. And so the more people become aware of those and realize that those are just thoughts that they can change and ways of thinking that they've been taught that they can change, then that begins to make a difference, a huge difference on the inside.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. Well, it's practice also. These things are easy to talk about. And actually, affirmations got a little bit of a misunderstanding there for a while. People didn't understand that you can just say, I love myself, and they were confused because it wasn't working. Were you hearing this, that the affirmations
yes.
were falling flat? Why do you think
yes.
that was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think because underneath just saying, I love myself, that one really needs to begin to explore the childhood things. Because you can say you love yourself, but if you're still working with a lot of inner things from childhood where you were told you were not good enough, those need to be really identified and do the release work for them. And we call that inner child work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, you know, comforting that inner child. We say inner child as though it's one thing. It's really not. You know, the inner child has had a variety of different experiences, some of them wonderful and some
mm-hmm.
of them not wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's those not wonderful things that tend to just keep us in our emotional body so much stronger than the positive ones. And so in the work, what we do is help people identify, you know, from that inner child time, you know, what were the things that you were taught, what were the things that you saw and experienced that taught you you weren't good enough. And to go back and really reparent that inner child to know that he or she is good enough. And that, again, is the foundation for loving yourself, is to release those old beliefs about yourself at a very deep level.
And it could be beyond that. It could be beyond loving yourself, but also patterns and habits that show up in your life now that you don't understand or like.
Absolutely.
All
absolutely.
Kind of stem there.
You know, because a lot of the patterns that we don't like developed in some way as kind of a protection in childhood. And it doesn't make sense on the logical level, but in some way, you know, an addiction that started or some, you know, pattern of protection in terms of being an angry person or maybe a shy person, you know, they were really about protecting oneself from the negatives, and yet it doesn't really work, does it? You know, we have to identify those things to, again, but again, it's about loving those things you don't like about yourself.
Well, what if those things are continually happening where you feel that you're not being loved and you're in a loveless relationship, or you feel that you're, you know, their parents never loved you, but they really were so self-absorbed they couldn't. How do you, if those things are still occurring in your life, and it's not necessarily inner child, but it's triggered.
Right, yes. Well, there's a process that's very important for that. We call it the F word, and it is forgiveness.
Good. That's a big one.
That's a big
this
one.
It's radio, and I was worried there.
I know. We shocked people a little bit. But, you know, forgiveness is such an important process. And when you said, like, your parents couldn't love you enough because of being self-absorbed, then there's a forgiveness process with that to understand that, you know, if you knew more about their childhood, you'd probably understand them more fully.
Yeah.
So to forgive them and to forgive yourself on an ongoing basis for whatever habits or patterns or whatever it is that you don't like. And I mean, you know, we could go into a lot of the Jung work with the shadow side, et cetera. But it just gets back to, you know, really accepting where you are and what's going on right now and making a very deep decision to change, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a little example. This was actually before I had met Louise, but a number of years ago I smoked pretty heavily, and I was so judgmental of myself. You know, I really wanted to quit. I could tell that my physical self was suffering from it. And I was actually at a meditation course trying to quit smoking and realizing that I just couldn't seem to. And I went into a very emotional, you know, state, and I just thought to myself, you know, I just need to accept myself as a smoker and quit trying to quit.
Wow.
And what happened was I smoked one more cigarette, and that was the end. I never smoked again.
Why do you think that happened?
I think it happened because I stopped feeling guilty and just judging myself for smoking and just accepted myself and said, it's okay. And, you know, I wouldn't say for someone who's addicted to drugs or alcohol to say, oh, all I need to do is just say, oh, it's okay, and I accept myself. I mean, you know, we do need help at different times for things that are really affecting our lives in very negative ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen over and over again with people that I've worked with that when you let go of the guilt and the criticism of yourself for a particular behavior, that it can just release very quickly.
Affirmations do help with that, with self-acceptance, don't they?
Absolutely, yes. And affirmations are another powerful technique to use. I think that people really need to work on how to word them. You know, there's some simple ones like, I'm willing to love and accept myself right now just the way I am. Mm. And that can start with the process of just saying, it's really okay to be me.
Yeah.
It's really okay to be me. And then going into, you know, more of the affirmations about just taking care of yourself, self-care, and then using them to affirm that you are deserving. You're deserving of a wonderful life. You're worthy of a wonderful life. And you really can release the past and walk forward into the type of life that you want. I'm not saying it doesn't take work. It takes a lot of awareness. In fact, I like to say that personal growth is not for wimps.
Mm.
You know, people tend to think that personal growth maybe is a little bit fluffy.
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, yeah, there's so many layers to it. What are, speaking of layers, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. What are some of the affirmations that you use?
In terms of just myself personally or creating the future or
anything? Give me an example of how you use it in your life.
Okay. Well, first of all, I use gratitude every morning, which I consider a form of affirmation. So every morning I'm doing gratitude work. But I often will just say, going to the mirror, I love and approve of myself. You know, you're doing the best you can today. And really reaffirming, that's another one of Louise's unique techniques, is talking to yourself in the mirror, which some people think is a little weird. But,
but she did it to the end, though, right?
It does at the beginning feel a little weird if you've been doing it. And, you know, being able to say, I love and approve of myself, and especially if there's something challenging going on, you know, just because you're doing this work doesn't mean you never have a challenge, right?
Oh, you live life, you have challenges. Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. And then whatever else happens to come up, you know, during the day, and then I do a lot of affirmations about the future and just, you know, creating what it is that I'd like to have in the future. My husband and I created a beautiful place out in Valley Center in North San Diego County, and had no idea this was what we were going to end up with, but we ended up with a 7-acre place of land with some avocado trees and a place a place for workshops and a place, we have a labyrinth built on the property, you know, for walking meditations.
Wow, that is good. That's good creating, I will say.
So, so yeah, we did some affirmations together on exactly what we wanted, and this is where we ended up, which actually wasn't what we expected, but this is where we ended up, and it's been a beautiful place to bring people, especially local people out here, you know, for labyrinth walks and workshops.
Well, how did you meet Louise?
I actually met her at a breakfast meeting in Orange County, California.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, well, actually, I already had her book, and mm-hmm. I was loving her book. And a friend of mine called and said, I'm going to the breakfast meeting, starts at 6:30 in the morning with some holistic health lady. She didn't even know the name. And I thought, I'm not getting up for just anybody at 6:30. I have to be dressed and coherent at 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
So I told my friend, I said, find out who's speaking. And she called back and said, Louise, hey, I said, I'm there. I'll be there at 5:30.
Oh, so you had already been reading her book.
I had been reading her book for 2 years when I met her in 1986. And I was so thrilled to meet her and talk to her afterwards and get on her mailing list. And that started our association.
And so you took a lot of courses from her, obviously.
I did, yes. About 6 months later, she was doing the first one-week intensive she'd ever led. She was doing the two-day Love Yourself, Heal Your Life workshop in a lot of different places, but she did a one-week intensive in the San Diego area, and I went to that one and had an amazing time with 100 people from around the world, and then found so much of my own self-growth, you know, just skyrocketed after that. She did another one about 6 months later, and I went to that one, and one of the assistants said she had affirmed to be on staff, and I said, well, that's a good idea. So I started affirming to be on staff with her, and she did invite me for the next 5 intensives that she did to be on staff, and that ultimately led to the training program.
Okay, so teach us how this works. Say, for example, here's a common one, weight loss. Someone mm-hmm. wants to have a specific weight or health goal.
Mm-hmm.
How would you start the affirmations? Would it be the number on the scale or the health number on the blood work, or how would that work?
I don't recommend the number on the scale.
Okay.
Because that gets people almost addicted to that number. But what I would start with is affirmations like, I easily am guided to the best food plan and exercise plan for me.
Ah, so you're getting the how to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because most people know that they need to eat a certain way or, you know, have exercise, et cetera, and then it's hard, but it's hard to do for a lot of people. But I also know that loving yourself somehow almost automatically brings you to a better food plan, a better exercise plan. In fact, I just got an email from one of our Heal Your Life teachers the other day that said that she had decided to stop dieting and just really love herself and follow what her body wanted, and she had lost 30 pounds.
I would gain 30 if I did that, because
I think that's what people worry about, you know. So there are a lot of different ways that you can approach it, but the bottom line is, if someone is wanting to lose weight, is to love their body just the way it is right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And again, and to give up the guilt, give up the criticism, and say, I love my body just the way it is right now. And, you know, if you look around, there are all different sizes of bodies, and people are very happy in all different sizes of bodies.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we don't have to be upset and miserable in a size body we don't like. We can learn to love ourselves and be happy. And then if, you know, we're going to lose weight, it'll be easier than we'd expected.
So then you say, when you say these, say, I easily am guided towards the right foods for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put that on your phone? Do you put it in your mirror? Where do you put physically? Do you say it five times a day? What do you do?
That's a good question.
I'm getting to the practicality here, Patricia.
Yeah, I'd say, first of all, I'd recommend the person actually sit down and read more about affirmations and come up with the ones that fit for them. But, yes, on the mirror, we actually even have I love myself on our mirrors. You know, to put it on your mirror, you can remind yourself during the day. You can listen to some of Louise's or anyone's spiritual and inspirational CDs and audios are great. They can listen to your radio show and get inspired,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of it is just getting inspired in general during the day and then also getting really specific about, you know, your affirmations. Like people tend to have an easy time losing weight when they have some kind of goal ahead, like, you know, they
right.
need to lose weight for a wedding or to do that. But after it's over, they
right.
forget about the goal.
Oh, that's why you're saying the scale number doesn't work, right?
That's why I'm saying the scale number doesn't work. And I, you know, you can weigh yourself occasionally, but when you're really eating well and you know that your weight is changing. You can feel it in your clothes. So I think the scale is less important than just deciding, okay, how do I want to eat healthy for my body, just so I have a healthy body, you know, not necessarily because I'm losing weight, but I want to be healthy in my body. And also healthy, you know, with some movement. It doesn't have to be quote-unquote exercise. It can be dancing, if you like dancing.
Right.
You know, not to feel like you have to do something that's tedious that you don't enjoy.
What
I
about...
know Louise...
No, go ahead. What did she do?
Well, Louise loved Pilates.
Ah.
You know, she did Pilates and yoga, you know, so she loved those. And she always... really treated her body well. She was very interested in nutrition and also very interested in just exercising her body in ways that felt good, that helped her feel good.
How did you use affirmations to find the location you're in now? You have a great facility there. How did you do that?
Well, we were living in a condo up in Huntington Beach, which is where we met, and just decided that we wanted something closer to San Diego, and Louise was encouraging us to move down this way. And we sat down and wrote out some affirmations that said we had a wonderful place with a beautiful view that had a workshop room, and let's see, I think we even said in how many bedrooms. I'd have to look exactly at what it was, and just a place that had a lot of joy and harmony and love, you know, a good feeling to it. And what I didn't know at the time was that my husband, Rick, had always wanted an avocado grove. He'd never mentioned that to me. But what I like to say is that the universe never forgets a strong intention or a strong desire. And after we had looked at, literally, we did look at 20 places. We had a wonderful real estate agent, and she drove us out here and down the driveway, and there's an absolutely beautiful view over the valley where we are in North San Diego County. We had... the house is 3,500 square feet. It has a workshop room for 20, plenty of bathrooms because so many women come to the workshop.
Where did you say it is? Clark County? Where is it?
It's North San Diego County, and it's out by Valley Center.
Oh, Valley Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. So you really were specific when you...
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so you're suggesting being specific at least with what the desires are. So
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
But what if you want an absence of something, like an absence of stress, an absence of chaos?
Mm-hmm.
How about
that? Well, then you would be affirming for calm.
Okay.
And being centered. I'm calm and centered even when there might be not that going on around me. I'm guided to what will help me be calm and centered. I love my meditations that help me be calm and centered. So some of them are more general, but when you're wanting to specifically create something like this, or I've used affirmations very specifically for career items, then I think you need, and even with a partner. Now, I don't recommend that you, if you're looking for a relationship, that you're affirming for somebody a specific height, a specific weight, and specific amount of money. I don't recommend that. What I do recommend is that you affirm for the kinds of qualities you want in a relationship.
Yes. And then what about finances? Do you want to affirm for having all your bills paid or affirm for a specific number? Or what do you suggest?
Yeah, again, some people recommend a specific number. I like to do some specifics but some general in, as well for the finances. For example, saying, you know, I easily attract all of the money that I need to pay for my wants and my needs. My bank account is growing constantly. It's easy for me to save money. And then if there's a specific amount that you would like to, once you start affirming and really seeing that you're manifesting more in terms of finances. And one of the things I used to laugh about with Louise, she talks about on one of her videos, you know, people say they're on a fixed income, but who fixed it? You know, we fix it in our own minds.
Sometimes it's fixed by the government or so forth, or our jobs.
That's true, but even so, you can affirm for other unexpected sources of income to come in. And when Rick and I teach prosperity workshops, we always say, affirm for unexpected income from any possible source.
Affirm for unexpected income.
And you would be amazed at some of the unexpected income that comes to people. Absolutely amazed. And another aspect, you know, we talked earlier about forgiveness. What I found is that in the prosperity world as well, that forgiveness is important. Like if someone has betrayed you with money, to forgive them. If somebody owes you money and they're not paying it back, you know, still you can certainly still ask for it, but forgive them for not being very timely. And you can forgive yourself for not having used money in the past as effectively or as well as you could have. And so forgiveness in every area is really important. Relationships. I did a lot of forgiveness work on past relationships before I met my husband. And I met him after a divorce that I'd had, so later in life. And, you know, that was important for me to do all that completion with the old relationship. So I've also found that forgiveness is just an important process in every area.
Ah, that's wonderful. And it seems like you should start there rather than layering affirmations on top. Is there ever a point where you don't believe what you're saying? I mean, I've heard people say, I affirm there's $100,000 in my bank account, and there isn't. It's not there.
Well, for the most part, if someone's starting at that and they've got $10 in their checking account, they're trying to project too far ahead. Your unconscious and your conscious minds can't handle that. And I remember Shakti Gawain saying, you know, you're affirming for $100,000, you can't handle the energy of $100,000 if you're not handling what you've got now. So you start with being responsible with where you are now, and at the same time, I'd say use a more general affirmation that says unexpected income is coming my way and my bank account is constantly increasing. Because if you set that number up there and it is like really unrealistic, again, your conscious and your unconscious minds are just going to go, you've got to be kidding.
Right, exactly.
It's not going to happen.
All right, well, I am really grateful for you coming on. There's a website people can go called healyourlifetraining.com for some of the workshops that you do up in the northern San Diego area. And you do a couple days and just have people really have this experience, which is a great way to start, which I love. All right. Thank you so much. Patricia Crane has been my guest.
Well, thank you, Lisa. You've asked great questions, and I totally enjoyed this interview. Thank you.
I'm so glad. Thank you. HealYourLifeTrainings.com. I am Lisa Garr. We will be right back.